Hey there, overthinkers. Welcome back to the Overthinking Override, where we ditch the mental clutter and embrace a life of clarity and confidence. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the chaos and come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, building resilience through storytelling and reflection. Ever feel like life is throwing punches left and right? Like you're constantly battling a whirlwind of stress and uncertainty? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But here's the good news. We can actually weaponize those experiences, turn them into fuel for growth and strength. And the secret weapon? It's storytelling and reflection. Now, before you say ugh, more self-help jargon, hear me out. This isn't about some flowery abstract concept. This is about tapping into the raw power of your own experiences, those wins, those fails, those moments that made you feel like you were soaring or crumbling to pieces. Because within each story lies a lesson, a piece of wisdom that can help you navigate future challenges with grace and grit. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your resilience. 1. Embrace the messy narrative. Life isn't a highlight reel. It's a beautiful, chaotic tapestry woven with moments of joy, heartbreak, triumph, and utter disaster. Resist the urge to edit out the messy bits. Those failures, those stumbles, are often the most valuable chapters in our stories because they teach us resilience, adaptability, and perspective. 2. Become a story detective. When things get tough, ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this situation? Is it one of defeat, or is there an opportunity for growth hidden within the narrative? You've got to be your own detective, digging deep to uncover the true meaning behind those challenges. Remember, our stories shape our reality. Choose wisely. 3. Find your tribe. We are social creatures wired for connection. Sharing our stories with trusted friends and family can not only provide support but also offer fresh perspectives. Hearing how others have overcome similar hurdles can be incredibly empowering. 4. Celebrate the small victories. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small it seems. Did you manage to get out of bed today despite feeling overwhelmed? That's a victory. Did you finally tackle that daunting task you've been avoiding? Boom, another win. Celebrate those wins to keep your spirits high and fuel your journey. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might sound cliche, but trust me, it works wonders. When things feel tough, shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can create a powerful shift in your mindset. It's like rewiring your brain to see the silver linings even in the darkest of clouds. Now let's dive into a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant but chronically anxious writer struggling with self-doubt. She constantly overthinks her work, second-guessing every sentence and fearing rejection. One day, she decides to try something different. Instead of dwelling on her anxieties, she starts journaling about her writing journey, the highs, the lows, the moments when words flowed effortlessly and when it felt like rocks in a quarry. She shares some of these stories with a supportive friend who encourages Sarah to see the beauty and strength in her unique voice. Sarah realizes that her struggles aren't weaknesses but valuable threads in her narrative. By embracing her story, acknowledging her growth, and celebrating small victories along the way, Sarah slowly starts to break free from self-doubt and unleash her creative potential. And there you have it, 5 powerful steps to build resilience through storytelling and reflection. Remember, your experiences are invaluable. They shape who you are, what you believe in, and how you navigate the world. So embrace them, learn from them, and use them to fuel your growth. You're stronger than you think. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of resilience, maybe that friend who's going through a tough time or that colleague who needs a little encouragement. Leave us a review and let us know what resonates with you most. Until next time, keep those stories flowing and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.